The federal government's considering stopping welfare payments to people in psychiatric care who are charged with a serious crime. Those mentally ill people have not been found guilty because they're deemed unfit to stand trial. Legal aid groups and mental health experts are appalled by the idea of cutting off their welfare. Bridget Brennan reports.
The government wants to make changes to welfare payments for some mentally ill patients. The change is designed to treat psychiatric patients accused of a serious crime in the same way as a person in prison. The Chief Executive of Mental Health Australia, Frank Quinlan, disagrees with that idea.
The worst thing that this legislation does is equate people who are guilty of no crime, people who may well have been found unfit to plead, people who are in need of state care. It equates those people with people who are guilty of very serious criminal offences. And I think the ongoing stigmatisation of that, putting those two things together, is the biggest problem with this legislation.
Hundreds of mentally ill people accused of committing a serious crime are confined in psychiatric wards around Australia. They're known as forensic patients. Many in rehabilitation still receive disability payments because they're not guilty of a crime but deemed unfit to plead. At a Senate committee hearing today, Anina Johnson from the Mental Health Review Tribunal in New South Wales explained that those patients are not prisoners.
They have never been convicted. And for the most part in New South Wales, they are not serving any definite period of detention. They're on an indefinite period of detention and on an indefinite order until they can demonstrate to the tribunal through evidence that they are safe to progress to the next step. This is the case since medieval times, that someone who has a mental impairment that impacts on their ability to understand right from wrong has for many hundreds of years been determined to be not morally blameworthy.
Matthew Bart is a lawyer with the National Welfare Rights Network. He's also concerned that the legislation will affect people who don't have a criminal record.
The people in psychiatric confinement are people who've been found not to be culpable by the criminal justice system due to their psychiatric impairment. So we're talking major mental health problem, brain injury, all the reasons why the criminal justice system would have diverted them from the ordinary process of conviction and sentence.
Kath Albert from the Department of Social Services says welfare changes are needed for payments to some psychiatric patients.
The Social Security Act does not exist for the purposes of providing people with income support to support their health needs, clearly. That's a matter for health.
But mental health groups are worried the changes will leave vulnerable people with no money when they leave care. Matthew Butt from the Welfare Rights Network again.
They lose their entitlement, so they lose income support. People who work in this area have told me and have told the Senate today that that income support was used to support rehabilitation and reintegration, including, for example, securing housing that can potentially delay or prevent their release back into the community. Remembering that these are people who should be detained for the shortest period possible, since the primary purpose of the detention is to allow for rehabilitation and reintegration into the community. They're not guilty of a criminal offence.
Matthew Butt from the National Welfare Rights Network, ending Bridget Brennan's report.